When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What up, my friends? It is I, Jesse Blaze Snyder. It is that time again for another episode of All Your Favorite Bands Suck. I'm a little late this week. Illness and my family and different things, but I am back just a couple days late. I still haven't been able to get through this fucking this Tim Armstrong Tim Time Bomb project, so I've been moving on to other things, listening to some Kid Rock and now some Little Richard for probably next week's show. Kid Rock, man, I love Kid Rock. I'm kind of devastated at what Kid Rock has become. Kid Rock, he has pointedly done some songs with the word rock in them in recent country albums that he's put out that are decidedly not rockin' in any way, shape, or form. And I think it's just like some sort of metaphor that he likes. But when Kid Rock came out the box, he was amazing. And this includes his rap career underground before Kid Rock really broke out. He released a record called The History of Rock that had a lot of stuff from his in-between, what he was doing to build to the Kid Rock juggernaut that came out. And I mean, Kid Rock arguably is like the last rock star that that was created, like somebody who really was a recognizable person, name, visual, everything. I mean, he could very well be the last rock star. And now he's become a country act. And the transition happened rather quickly, but he still held on to a lot of his roots for a while. The more recent Kid Rock stuff, I cannot recommend in particular. There are some tracks from that stuff that I will recommend, but Kid Rock's brand of country I find to be okay. It does not blow my mind. Kid Rock's brand of mixing rock with rap and country and, like that is great. And he is perhaps one of the best at it, at testosterone and, just laying it out on the line why he's the best and in like fucking ridiculous terms. And it's so clear why he is the force that he is when you listen to the first Kid Rock album, the debut Kid Rock record. That whole album is fucking awesome. And The History of Rock, which shows the stuff that he had been doing leading up to that and has that American Badass track on it, is awesome as well. And so is Cocky, the record right after that, which begins his transition into a country artist, but has some great shit on it. From there, it's a bit diminishing returns. I will say that there is less and less that I am a huge fan of on his later records. But with this show, it is about three albums that fucking matter, and I've got three of them. And he has maybe a little bit more than that. And he's got great shit beyond that, which I will recommend in addition to, everything that I'm going to recommend here. But straight out of the gate, the thing that you need to listen to is Kid Rock's debut record. And before I talk about this record, Devil Without a Cause, which is like just one of the greatest fucking rock records ever, it's just freaking awesome. Let me tell you a little story. So I had the great pleasure of being the music consultant, quote unquote, for the Strangeland soundtrack. I was a teenager. I think I was like 16, 17, something like that. So I couldn't be credited as what I actually was on the soundtrack, which was the music supervisor. I was the music soup. I picked every track on that record for the most part. There was a few that my father executively chose for editing purposes in the movie. Like there's a Marilyn Manson song that he chose from Portrait of American Family, which we were told we could choose anything from Portrait of American Family. And I loved that album. And I was like, and he went, but I chose this one. And I was like, what? He chose the worst song on that album. And when I met Manson, when I was an MTV VJ, MTV2 VJ, he and I spoke about it, and he said, so he picked my least favorite song on the record, but it does fit in the scene rather good. And I said, oh my God, it's my least favorite song on the record too. I said, but it does fit in the scene very good. When we were told we could get the whole record, I was so excited because there's so many great songs on that album. I highly recommend that. Go back to my Marilyn Manson episode. Beyond that, I got to listen to a ton of bands that were coming, about to be coming, about to release some shit. And I picked bands that blew up. There was a lot of bands that weren't on the soundtrack that blew up, that I had picked them, though, for the soundtrack. Like Rammstein, who we almost had on the soundtrack, and they blew up shortly after that. And Incubus, who I had chosen for the soundtrack from an earlier record of theirs, with Floating Heads on the cover. I forget what it's called. But there were some cool tracks on that record, but we didn't get them on the soundtrack for whatever reason. There were some for whatever reason, didn't make it on, but like I remembered them because I was like, oh yeah, I heard that band, and like they're a good band. I got to get turned on to a whole bunch of really cool late '90s, early 2000s, great rock and industrial metal bands. It was really cool. It was awesome. You know, I worked for free, but my dad, you know, he credibly. When, you know, I'm not a teenager coming up in the music scene, you know, like, what are you looking for? Like, you know, help me make this something that people your age would care about, which I think is really cool. And he did the same thing with my sister years later on another project that I remember she had told me that she had basically advised him on all the music for, which is smart man. You know, we got lots of accolades for this soundtrack, and there was so many freaking awesome bands that we had on it at the time. I'm like blanking out, of course, on some of the bands that actually made it onto record. Oh, System of a Down, which we had a song that didn't make it onto their first record that was awesome. I had my choice between two songs that were unreleased, and they were both awesome. I wanted to put them both on the record. And one of the bands that we had, been sent the early preview of the album was Kid Rock, and I was told basically I could like pick anything but the singles that they had, which was like a few singles, whatever. And they had a ton of great songs beyond the singles, including a really great song with a person who I'd never heard of before called Eminem, called Fuck Off. And this song was awesome. These two white rappers were fucking killing it. I don't think I even knew that they were white. We had been invited, I guess after we had, you know, chosen them for the soundtrack and whatnot, to come down to this little performance. What do you call it when they do that? There's like a specific word for it. Maybe it'll come to me. But it's a type of show that you will put on for studio executives, industry people. It's like, you know, just this little industry party where Kid Rock put on his entire stage show, like full up, big ass stage show to a room of 30 to 60 people at the most. And I was one of them. And I lost my fucking mind. It was incredible. He is incredible. He is a great fucking performer. Really. I mean, just an incredible performer. And more than he's an incredible performer, he built an apparatus around himself that functioned like fucking fire, man, with this beautiful fucking voiced, you know, sort of gospel choir singer chick with bleach blonde hair, and Joe C, his little rapping companion, and Brown Trucker, his DJ, you know, on the turntables, and just like the whole band had such a vibe. He was the ringleader of this white trash circus, and just like you were down. You couldn't not be down with this freaking show. And I mean, to see this show, you know, some of you people who are Kid Rock fans, you've seen the Kid Rock show, and it's a fucking party. And this was a party in a room meant for like 100 people at the most. And it was not full. It was not a full room. You know, a half empty room for a showcase. Yes, that's the word. For this little showcase for industry executives. And I was one of the industry executives who was invited down, you know, 15, 16. I don't remember how old I was exactly. Very cool with my dad and, you know, working on the soundtrack. And I, like I said, I loved this record. I was very into this album. I was like, fuck yes. I was so glad that I got it first. Love to be able to listen to things before people got them and be into it, like before even anybody knew about it. It was just so fucking cool to be like on the inside. Oh yes, I know all about that. Ah, people are going to love that. Like, you know, and then to like, to think people are going to fucking love this. And then to see that they do. You know, and for me, it was like one of my first little pats on my back for like having good taste. I mean, that whole soundtrack was, you know, the soundtrack received great accolades for it. You listen to it. The Strangeland soundtrack is fucking awesome. It is a collection of excellent hard, heavy metal, rock, new metal. Like there's a little bit of everything on there, but it's great. It's fucking awesome. Great Twisted Sister song on there. Heroes Are Hard to Find. But it's not a classic rock album. It's a modern rock album, and it's very, very good. I talked about it on my podcast on my father. So many great bands on there. Seven Dust, Megadeth, Anthrax, Pantera. See, they're coming back to me. Karen Crisis doing a great fucking rendition of Captain Howdy. This is a ton of great shit. Anyway, I had really gotten into this band. They were probably my favorite of all the bands that I got to listen to, you know, of all these albums that I went through. There was tons that I really liked. But this record, I listened to so much, and I have continued to listen to it so much. It's fucking awesome. Right from the very beginning with the long-ass intro of Ba with the Ba. And I mean, talk about some fucking bullshit. Ba with the Ba, the bang, the bang, diggy, 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 set the boogie, set up, set the boogie. But you feel this, man. And he says that there's one of the songs called Somebody's Gotta Feel This, and you do. Don't be afraid to sing along at home. Bow the bow the bang the bang diggy 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 set the boogie set up chuck the boogie. Bow the bow the bang the bang diggy 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 set the boogie set up chuck the boogie. Bow with the bow the bang diggy 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 set the boogie set up chuck the boogie. Bow with the bow the bang diggy 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 set the boogie set up chuck the boogie. Bow with the bow the bang diggy 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 set the boogie set up chuck the boogie. What's your name? Say it! Diggy, 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 set the boogie, set up, chuck the boogie. Ah, oh, with the power, the bang, diggy, diggy. Oh my God. Fucking A. Come on. Come on. Come on. Tell me you're not with that shit. Tell me you're not with that shit. And then the song that will ultimately be his downfall. His downfall, but this is still a great fucking tune. Cowboy, track number two. This shit comes on, and you're like,
Cowboy.
What? I thought this was Kid Rock. We gonna rock on some cowboy shit? Okay.
Find a nest in the hills, chill like Flint, buy an old drop top, find a spot to
and I'm a kid rocking up and down your block. Chilling the most, up and down the coast. And tossed out of bars. Found an escort service for all the right reasons and set up shop at the top of Four Seasons. I'm Kid Rock and I'm heading out west, suckers, cause I wanna be a cowboy, baby. Cowboy, baby. And even better than that is the fucking badass title track, Devil Without a Cause. And this is, I'm going to play a bunch of this because this song's so fucking cool. And there's so many part changes and like interesting bits. And like I'll show you why it's so fucking cool. But Devil Without a Cause, I mean, listen to this tune. Talk about branding yourself too. This whole album, every song is this Kid Rock. You knew that I was coming because you heard my name, but you don't know my game. Coming with this. Be a man instead. When I should be dead. People claiming they know me, but they only know a portion. And fuck all you hoes. Ain't a damn thing changed. Devil without a cause. From the Chinese. A bunch of white boys singing like the Kid I did. Devil without a cause, I'm going platinum. Man. And talk about some fucking positive affirmation. I'm going platinum. Devil without a cause, I'm going platinum. And then this is like the moment where we got the fucking great introduction of fucking Joe C. Here we go. In my mind that I'll stomp all over your test of time, I'm going platinum. All right. So imagine this, your introduction to Joe C. I got to see this shit live before many people did. Here it comes.
Devil! Street streets of Taylor.
I'm a J-O-E to the C, huh?
Call me Joe C, got more game than Kalisto!
I'm a freak, oh, call me sick!
3'9"
with a 10-foot dick!
I'm the lady's pick, I'm a crazy hit! Small as ass! Like Aaron Neville! And I'm down with the devil! We like to party, rock the party!
Dude. Come on. And the little guy comes out, 3'9" with a 10-foot dick. Come on, this is some good shit. You know, Kid helped him with that. But, oh, man. After that, there's a track called I Am the Bull God, which is a great tune. After that, there's a song called Roving Gangster. It's a good one, great. And then there's Wasting Time. I like Wasting Time a lot. I'll just give you the hook.
sitting here just wasting time, drinking, smoking, trying to feed my mind.
It's a good one. Great tune. Anyway, you know, after that, a song called Welcome to the Party. It's all right. I got one for you. It's okay. Somebody's got to feel this. And like I said, I do. Just give you a little, somebody's got to feel this. It's like a Rage Against the Machine song. Somebody's gotta feel this.
Somebody's gotta feel this.
Got to feel this.
Yeah, I think that's a cool tune. Fist of Rage is cool, but it's not one of the ones that I have saved. There's Only God Knows Why, which is really a beautiful ballad. I'll play it just so you can get a little sense of something a bit different. It's a pretty song. The rest of it's really good. This was a bit of a hit for them for a little while. I mean, they had so many hits off this record. Ba with the Ba was a hit. Cowboy was a hit. Devil Without a Cause was a hit. I Am the Bull God, I think, got some play. Only God Knows Why did as well. I mean, so like, you know, like five like tracks off of here that, you know, were on the radio. Additionally, you got Where You At Rock, which is towards the end of the record, which is great. And that song that I told you about, Fuck Off, with Kid Rock and Eminem, and I'll just play you a little bit of it, but I just think this is such a cool tune.
You can find this on the Strangeland soundtrack.
I kind of chose it for its intro.
All the money, pussy, falls like rain, like getting laid and paid, that's why I never complain. It's 1998 and yo, you still can't fuck with me. Fucking with my shoes tied. You do what they say, and we'll do what we wanna do. We're fucking up your city and we're fucking up your program. We're fucking all your bitches, we can fucking give a goddamn. We won't quit until we're banned from existence. Persistence pays. If that holds true, then I'll buy this fucking planet by the time I'm through. So I got what I got coming and the rest I'm taking.
I just want you to hear these words. They're so powerful. I've been true to this shit, giving my heart and soul. Fuck off. And then I'll just give you a little bit of Eminem. And actually, maybe I'll just play this whole song because it's such a good one. Here comes some Slim Shady before you fucking heard. Oh, wait. Give it to Eminem. Wait. All right, here's Eminem's verse.
With that Detroit City shit. Hey, Slim.
Yo, tell the world to hold their breath. They breathe. planet belongs to me and this hippie with long hair. Slim Shady and Found Trucker.
As a teenager, I can tell you, this reached me. I love this album. Love Kid Rock forever for this album. That performance, I mean, that night, and I got to meet him briefly. I don't even really remember. I tend to be pretty shy around like celebrity people. I don't like to bother celebrity people because my dad's a celebrity, and I just see how bothersome it can be. So, I don't even really remember the interaction other than he was very nice, but I was like, oh my God, I'm such a big fan. You rule. So the second record that I want to talk about isn't available on Spotify, which is a bummer. I'm sorry about that. You can listen to the whole thing on YouTube, which is where I listened to it this morning to go back to it because I couldn't find a lot of this stuff. But I can actually play you a couple little pieces from it with some things that are on the live records. And I listened to the tracks. They're pretty good. They're not as good as the versions that were on A History of Rock. But this record is awesome if you get your freaking hands on it. It opens with that. Well, there's an intro and outro for the record, which are fun. Again, more branding and, you know, more fucking history of Kid Rock. He did a really good job about branding himself. He's been in the business a long time and he figured out how to turn himself into something. And really, it's like he's somebody worth studying. Look at his old career, you know, where he was, where he started, and what he turned himself into in order to persevere. And then even how he transitioned himself into something. I think he transitioned himself into the country thing because it appealed to him on whatever level and because he had a lot of love in the country community and country world from Cowboy and the things that he did. And he just kind of like figured, you know, I can't be cool forever. Might as well just like shift into something that like I'll enjoy doing. But I don't know. I think he can be cool forever. Fuck it. Like, who says? Anyway. The track two, which is the opening track of the record, is American Badass. It's a little bit of a cheat. I'll play you the clip from it in a little bit, but, you know, they use a Metallica sample, and it's fucking awesome. But there are tracks after this that are all, like, remixes and stuff from music that he was doing before, you know, this Kid Rock stuff came out, and I guess after his initial Kid Rock album, which I don't really got to talk about it very much. I don't really care for it. I'll mention it later, but I forget what it's called. But it's not great. It's an early thing from like maybe 10 years earlier or something. But track three, Prodigal Son, is great. Track four, Paid, is great. Track five, Early Morning Stone Pimp, that's a favorite of mine. I like that one a lot. That there's a live version that I'll play you in a little bit. Track six, Dark and Gray, is also awesome. And then maybe I kind of will skip over these guys, track 7, 8, and 9. I really like You Keep On. Track 10, Fuck That. And if you see it, can't go around here, say fuck that. I don't remember the lyrics, but if you say it, can't go around here, say fuck that. It's a great, great hook. And then Fuck You Blind is really funny as well. I fuck you blind, bitch. I fuck you blind, bitch. I fuck you blind till you just can't see no more. It's just pretty funny. It's a funny track. And then the last track on this record called My Oedipus Complex, featuring Twisted Brown Trucker Band. It's awesome. Awesome, awesome. Highly recommend those. You know, that's like most of the record there. I mean, like, what is it, like, freaking with the intro and the outro, it's 15 tracks. So, no, 13 tracks without the intro and outro. So out of the 13 tracks, there's like four that I don't necessarily care for, and 9 tracks. It's an awesome album. So after, and wait a second. And just to give you an idea of how awesome an album it is, I will play you just a couple things from the live record that are these tracks. Here is Early Morning Stone Pimp live. I like this.
the original track's, of course, better than a live track. I'm not a big live track guy, unless it's been like highly produced after the fact.
Past the early morning, Storm Pimp is here. So let it rain and let the guitar rock.
It's a great vibe, man.
Well. Cause the early morning, Stone Pimp is here.
Oh, and there is a version on the, there's a Greatest Hits record, I think, that's somewhere, compilation, Greatest Hits. All Summer Long, Cowboy Born Free. I wonder if there's any of the other tracks on here. I don't think so. You never met a motherfucker quite like me. I love that one. Okay, yeah. Dixie Remix. Only God knows why. Where is... Oh, here it is. American Badass. This is from, originally, from the History of Rock. Beaver hat and Ben Davis hat. No Rogaine in the propane flows. He doesn't need Rogaine. With the gift of gab from the city of
truth. I jab and stab and knock critics back. And I did not stutter when I said that.
Seven times. I went platinum seven times.
Like, that's the best fucking moment of that song, because he's literally got it in his hooks. I'm going platinum on Devil Without a Cause, which is just like, talk about fucking laws of attraction working their way. And he's like, I'm going platinum. I went platinum seven times. And this isn't even his follow-up album. This is his follow-up album, which is a compilation of great shit that had been made and had come out, but, like, you know, was on the cutting room floor, and it just got put out alongside a great single to just get some more money out, and it's great shit. The album's fucking great. I recommend it. Go find it. Seriously, good shit. I don't necessarily recommend this Greatest Hits You Never Saw Coming that was put out in 2018, because it's filled with a bunch of songs that I would say are not good, like American Rock and Roll, First Kiss, I don't remember if Roll On, So Hot, Johnny Cash, I don't recommend those ones. They're Born Free, don't, yeah, I don't know, maybe, we'll see if any of those are on my picks. Not that I'm the be all end all, but like, slipping some of these like singles for these countries, I don't know, yeah, not so good. But anyway, before he went full retard, sorry if you're sensitive to that word. I'm quoting Tropic Thunder. He did put out another record that I think is fucking awesome, which is called Cocky. You know, it's got 14 tracks on it, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So he's still in there, but this is where the change happens. This is where Picture featuring Sheryl Crow shows up, and it's a great song, and I have that one saved. It's a good one. But the massive transformation that goes on to Kid Rock really leaves something to be desired for me. You know, I had to listen to a bunch of these records that, you know, I hadn't listened to, and a lot of it was kind of painful for me, especially just because I do love this stuff. So, you know, but honestly, seeing what he's doing now, it made me love and appreciate this stuff that much more. It's like an heirloom from the time when things were really good. Anyway, the opening track, Trucker Anthem, isn't one of my favorites, but track two, Forever, is great. Lay It On Me, track three, is great. Track four, Cocky, is a favorite of mine.
Guess who's back?
And this is the title track, of course.
Refuse to give up.
Fuck you. Not you. And I say, what? It ain't bragging, motherfucker, if you back it up. They say I'm cocky. And I say, what? It ain't bragging, motherfucker, if you back it up. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. I like that. The track right after that, What I Learned Out on the Road's great. I'm Wrong, But You Ain't Right is great. And then two tracks after that, you got You Never Met a Motherfucker Quite Like Me. That's a good one here. I'll play that. You know, and I mean, the lyrics in this song, and you know, met the president when he was half stoned and hung out with all these rock stars. And like, you know, there's only so many people on the planet who could say that. And I think that he was viewed as like a credible sort of person coming up in the world and mixing with these people and like defiantly doing it. And, you know, it was really just the story that he told, the picture that he painted. And of course, you know, if you don't know, Kid Rock is responsible for that great duet with Sheryl Crow, Picture. Which, like I said, this cowboy shit is the fucking downfall of the man I love. But what you gonna do? It's still good.
Living my life, at least this is. In a slow hell. Different girl every night.
At the hotel.
I ain't seen the sunshine
in three damn days. Right, you can picture it being sung like that.
Fueling up on cocaine and whiskey. Wishing I had a good girl to miss me.
Lord, I wonder if I'll ever change my ways. It's a beautiful song, though. I took my picture away and died today. Can't think of you while I'm lying next to her.
Yuck. After that, there's I'm a Dog, which is a good one. And then the record closes with two tracks, Drunk in the Morning and WCSR featuring Snoop Dogg. Drunk in the Morning is a fun one. You can see the change to the country, but we do maintain some of our rockin' roots here.
Wipe your tears with your money, or you poor baby.
No, I'm just kidding. It's okay.
Just 1 hour, but the only time I
You were like, this is your one of your preferred songs, Jesse? Now you know why.
Yes, here it comes! It's amazing!
It's cool song. A lot of different like part changes, shit like that from there. You know, I think here, you know, part of the reason why this record sticks with me and is still so good, even though it's the beginning of the transition to the country phase that he's been in that I don't care for. I think he just still had a lot to say here. And musically, he was still saying more. There was a more of a crossover mix of country and rock and rap going on. Then you get in like some of these later albums. They're just like straight country records. It's kind of crazy. So, and yeah, you get the little appearance by Snoop Dogg at the end of this record. But those are my three. Those are the three like to pick to check out for Devil Without a Cause, Cocky. And that's 1998 is Devil Without a Cause. 2001's Cocky. And The History of Rock, which came out in between those two things. Now, there are some great pieces of material from his other albums, starting with a 1990s record called Grits Sandwiches for Breakfast. I don't have anything saved from that, so I'm not recommending anything from that. He was just like kind of generic white, I don't know, hillbilly rapper, white trash rapper kind of thing, but it just didn't have anything special about it. He developed his thing into something special, and that can be seen on A History of Rock and then Devil Without a Cause. And then it transitions into this cowboy shit, and in 2003 he put out another record called Kid Rock, which again continues this more cowboy thing. But there's five tracks on this record that I really like. The opening track's pretty cool, the Rock and Roll Pain Train. The Rock and Roll Pain Train. And a pretty funny song featuring Hank Williams called Cadillac Pussy, which is track number two. And I'll show you that one. Different vibe for him. I'm here to report. Some Cadillac pussy. I don't know what Cadillac pussy is. But it drives you wild. It was a Cadillac pussy. It was a better pussy than your average pussy. Later into the record, there is a song called Intro, which is cool as well. See all that branding? So what you want? That one just goes on to be a lot more testosterone. The Hillbilly Stomp is also fun on this record. And Son of Detroit, I would recommend. All right. Moving on to his next release after that. Next release after that technically was the Live Trucker record, which I played, one of those tunes from. And the live stuff, generally speaking, he plays mostly really good material. From what I could tell. But I mean, he's done more albums since, and the albums that he's done since are really not good. Okay, but then there's Rock and Roll Jesus in 2007, and this one's got enough on it that I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 tracks on it that I like. Rock and Roll Jesus, the opening track is cool. All Summer Long's fun. I like this one. This is All Summer Long. It was 1989, my thoughts were short, my hair was long. Caught somewhere between a boy and man. She was 17 and she was far from in between. It was summertime in northern Michigan. It's a, just a good song. I don't find that his voice is like particularly, you know, like the greatest. I think it's got something, and I think lyrically he's capable of great stuff, and he's got a good mind for songwriting and song construction and stuff. And there's some good stuff here. You know, All Summer Long's good. Later on the record, there's a song called Sugar, which is pretty cool. Don't Tell Me You Love Me later on in the album's great. Half Your Age and Low Life, Living the High Life. Let's see. Maybe I'll play you these two from the end. Here's Half Your Age.
Hey now, darling. You thought it was all fun and games. Running around telling everyone why we're not together. I guess you just had to feel important. And I'm sure you thought I was just gonna sit back and take it on the chin. But honey, I'm a songwriter. And that, darling, is where you end. And this song begins.
Someone new who treats me better. She don't bitch about things we ain't got. Sing this tune, it don't upset her.
She's a half your age.
And twice as hot. It's pretty funny because she's half your age and twice as hot. Oh no, I'm going to sneeze. Oh, can I I'm so sorry, guys. The sneeze came on strong. And then this last track on the record, Low Life, Living the High Life, is pretty fun as well. The country's getting strong. This song's pretty funny. Like I said, this record's not bad. There's 6 tracks on the 12 tracks, you know, so half of the record I like all right. But again, we're getting deeper into the country territory. And when it comes to 2010's Born Free, I only come away with 2 songs on this record that I like. Born Free, which was the single off the record, and Purple Sky, which is kind of cool. Interesting vibe for him, the way he's singing and stuff. purple sky. Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. And Born Free's all right, too. And then the album after this, Rebel Soul, I have two songs on it that I like. Chickens in the Pen, which is the opening record, opening track, which is pretty cool.
The mule keeps kicking the chickens in the pen.
Pretty cool track. And then later in the album, there's a song called Don't Listen to Mr. Rock and Roll. He's not Mr. Rock and Roll. He's lying. God Save Rock and Roll. Don't listen to God Save Rock and Roll. He's lying. They're not rock and roll songs. But there's a song called Coochie Galore that I like.
Coochie galore.
Everybody naked in the hot tub. Everybody want a baby boy back rub. Drinking champagne from your belly button. Licking it up like wine. Everybody want to make it with a playmate. Everybody want to drive through the front gate. In a jet black Lamborghini. Leopard print fur line.
My name's Coochie. Coochie galore. My name's Coochie. Coochie galore.
I like that song a lot. I think it's a lot of fun. But those are the only two off of that one. And again, you know, those other records, I didn't play every single track off them, but those other records, I mean, just, you know, go put those on. So what is that? That was Rebel Soul. Yeah. So the record after that is his record, First Kiss. And it's the only, besides that early one, I don't think you should listen to that record. You skip that one. Unless you decide that you're listening to these records and you listen to some of this country stuff and you're like, I really like his country shit. And then in which case, you should check it out. Check out First Kiss. But I'm not a big fan. So then there's three tracks I really like off of 2017 Sweet Southern Sugar. The Greatest Show on Earth's a great run that opens up the record. Majority of these other songs on these records are not very rockin', very, very country. Kid Rock is the king of powerful pronouncements. That one's great. In the middle of the record, there's a song called I Wonder, which is really good. And Grandpa's Jam at the end is really good. This is Grandpa's Jam. For a song called Grandpa's Jam, this is pretty fucking badass. You can go listen to the rest of it yourself. It's quite cool. And then getting to his most recent release in 2022, there's only two songs that I have on here, but they're both rather good. Never Quit's pretty cool. You know, it's called country, man. The whole, all the shit's country for the most part. Dude, it's a pretty fucking cool song, really. And you know, the opening track on this record is just as cool. I'm actually literally sharing it with my friend Coles. Me and him were you know, became Kid Rock fans together. I was calling him and texting him to try to bitch about the full country transformation that happened. But the opening track here too on this record, Bad Reputation, is awesome. Don't Tell Me How to Live. It's really good. The rest of this record gets a little partisan in terms of like the way things are being discussed in very specific terms. You know, I'm somebody as a songwriter, as a comic book writer, as a writer of any kind, producer of any kind. I really believe that, you know, partisanship needs to stay out of the thing. You know, presenting ideas and situations is a different circumstance, but you should be presenting the ideas and situations in a way that explores them and gives people insight and helps people think and helps people be empathetic. You know, the more you push for one side over the other in specific ways, you cut yourself away from your listener, and you make less of an audience for the things that you're saying, because all of a sudden just the resonance of it, the energy of it, doesn't work for them anymore. But this song, Don't Tell Me How to Live, I think is right up the middle, pretty great.
They're gonna tell me how to live.
And I guess that's as good as anyone for us to end on when it comes to Kid Rock. I think I've given you plenty. You know, Devil Without a Cause, man, that's where you start. And then, you know, you can go on to enjoy Cocky, and you can enjoy exploring the history of rock and maybe some of these songs from these other records that I recommend, because there are a bunch of them, and the good ones are great. The testosterone machismo available to you in the music catalog that is Kid Rock is worth getting your fucking hands on. I really recommend it. And, you know, if you are a geek like me, I hope you will join me this, it's Wednesday because I fucked up and I didn't put out my show on Monday. So later, as I put out my Geek Culture show, which I'm going to go record next, I do a show on Wednesday and a show on Saturday. Usually Saturday shows pretty much always highlight something awesome, great movie, great TV show, something that you should be checking out from the past like 20 years or so that maybe hasn't been highlighted as much as it should be. And I'm going to keep on doing that, bringing you great material for geeks like me, people who like science fiction and fantasy and shit that's just a bit different than the norm, just like this great music show. And every Monday I will continue to bring you bands that are maybe a little bit out of what the mainstream thinks is like fucking high art, but fuck them, fuck what the mainstream thinks. High art is breaking convention and learning how to do new things and expanding and changing and transformation, and that's the stuff that I want to see in my music. I don't want to just see jazz musicians learning the piece and showing up and doing it perfectly. I want to see people being explorative and breaking new ground. And Kid Rock certainly does that. Anyway, I love you for listening. I hope you will join me next week on another fucking awesome episode of All Your Favorite Bands Suck, where I think we'll be talking about the great Little Richard. Love you. Peace.
Come on. You're not a human being, you're just a piece of meat. You're what they threw to this lion just so he could eat. Been hungry for so long, but when I hear my song, I know this ring is the only place I belong. I'm in the beginning of killing for a living. I'm breaking the hearts of and women. I'm tired of losing, won't get tired of winning. It's not tomorrow, no sorrow, I'm grinning. Just wait till that bell rings. I need a knockout, I need a knockout. Blood, sweat, and tears all stain. I need a knockout, I need a knockout. I've given everything. I need a knockout, I need a knockout. Just wait till that bell rings. Down this wall, you're just a brick in it. Turned all the others to rubble, I'm here to finish it. Been locked up in this cage, don't know a life without it. But when I break out and shake up, you know you'll hear about it. In the beginning, had no interest in winning. Just a fist to the face and permission for sinning. But now I see what you got, the everything you've been bringing. And I'm beginning to think winning is what I've been craving. Now I'm misbehaving, I'm on the straight and narrow. Shooting through to your core, cause I'm a bow and arrow. I got a full quiver, I will deliver. Block out the whole sky with my hair trigger. Just wait till that.
Keep worrying worse than before.
Just wait till that bell rings.
You've been listening to All Your Favorite Bands Suck with me, your host, Jesse Blaze Snyder. Don't forget to rate, comment, and subscribe for more excellent music content from yours truly. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.